The Biden administration is reversing course on its plan to ban menthol cigarettes. The administration said last week it's delaying a decision on whether to impose a ban, contending it needs more time to consult with outside groups on the matter, though there are some who believe this is a political decision in an election year. Also, how about flavored cigarettes? Here in Michigan, sales skyrocketed by more than 600% since February of 2020. Dr. Brittany Taylor, co-chair of Keep Michigan Kids Tobacco-Free Alliance, and she's an internist and pediatrician at Hurley, is on the line right now, and hopefully she could talk about both. Both are alarming for our population, Brittany.
Yes, I completely agree. It's really disheartening to see the move of the Biden administration, particularly on cigarettes.
Menthols, yeah.
Yeah, menthol cigarettes. It's really disheartening to see that. I'm hoping that this is mainly driven by political and the concern around an election year, because we have really great data to suggest that a menthol cigarette ban is going to only be helpful and going to protect and save our Black and Brown lives, which are a big portion of our Michiganders are. Hoping that we'll see that move forward in the future.
Well, talk about e-cigarettes then when it comes to kids, because I think that is an important issue. It seems to be like a cool factor to do it.
A lot of it is that. And I mean, a ton of it is by the marketing. I mean, they've made it so it just seems like a cool, hip, and also safe alternative to cigarettes. And they just really took it out of kind of the, I think a lot of people think of cigarettes as being really gross, the smell, the taste, all these things. And it's really well known now that how bad cigarettes are, but it took 60 years to get there. And unfortunately, I don't want to have to wait 60 years to find out that e-cigarettes are just as bad as cigarettes when it comes to health concerns.
And so, Dr. Taylor, with e-cigarettes, I mean, can you become just as addicted with those as you can with regular cigarettes?
100%. If anything, e-cigarettes can be more addictive because they actually have more nicotine, which is that addictive component of cigarettes. And they provide it in a little bit of a slightly different way than cigarettes, because cigarettes are combustible. Burn them, as opposed to this heated product. And so you can actually get more nicotine in a more like effective way with e-cigarettes. So they can even be more addictive than cigarettes.
We know that employers have had to accommodate smokers with smoke breaks, things like that. But you don't think of it with the e-cigs now and the vapes. Mm-hmm. I've heard from superintendents saying, I've needed to relax my attendance policies and tardiness to class because kids have to run out between classes to have a nicotine hit. When you educate and you go into the schools with your programs, what are they telling you about the disruptive nature of that?
I mean, they tell me just what you're talking about. I mean, they are illegal for someone under the age of 21 to be using, but it's really, really difficult because, again, it's addictive. So it's not always, it might have at first just been trying it out, but now they're addicted to it, so they're trying to quit for it. So a huge thing is it's such a drain on resources for the school to try and accommodate this and also figure out what the best way to help these kids get over this addiction. Because a lot of times just suspending them or like sending them in, sending them home for 3 to 5 days isn't really helpful in addressing that. Then they're just going to go home and use their e-cigarette and keeping them out of schools. And so there's a lot of kids they're concerned about you're not going to graduate or not learning because they're not in school to learn because they're at home either being suspended by because of their e-cigarette usage or because they're just dealing with it. So they'd rather be at home and be able to use it if they're having a bad day with it. So
what are the remedies for this? Ending all sales, taxing it more? I mean, making the retailers be licensed? What are the answers?
So it's a kind of a multifaceted approach, as with many different things. It's just not one size fits all. There's a lot of different approaches to it. One of them, like you mentioned, is taxing. Right now, they're currently an untaxed product in Michigan, and acknowledging that youth are very price sensitive. They don't usually have full-time jobs, et cetera. So an increase in a price directly correlates with a decrease in the use of the product, particularly around tobacco products, and e-cigarettes are no exemption to that. Another is holding our retailers accountable for that. So right now we don't really have any way that we really police or regulate those who sell e-cigarettes. So it's difficult to make sure that they're not selling to underage youth. And holding them accountable, having some sort of penalty if they are doing that. Because, again, it's illegal both at the state and the federal level to sell these products to those under the age of 21. Another one is, of course, addressing some of the flavors, which is a big driver of youth usage, the way that they market them and the way that they're just very attractive to youth. So those are kind of a couple sets of things that we're hoping to accomplish in the legislature this year to kind of help address this huge increase in the number of e-cigarette sales and our continued youth usage of it.
Doctor, there's been some concerns, too, raised by some civil rights leaders about the potential consequences of the menthol ban, such as the creation of an illegal market or even increased policing in Black communities. So how do you respond to that?
So this has been something that we've gone against, you know, kind of, I'm trying to do this in a good way, is that we've studied extensively. So this is, we are not the only place that has tried or has removed menthol cigarettes from the market. And it has been seen that it does not create an illegal market for this. It just isn't something that really pans out. And another part about what we're trying to do with the ban is that we're not going to be holding the person using the product accountable. It's the retailer that's going to be accountable. So this shouldn't be something that we're stopping Black and brown folks on the street if we see them smoking a cigarette. This is going and holding the retailers accountable. So there's not going to be an individual penalty for someone using a menthol cigarette. So again, we're not kind of going and, you know, stopping and frisk like New York City kind of thing for menthol cigarettes, which is a big part of this. We don't want to hold our individuals accountable for this. We want to hold the retailers and the manufacturers.
One of the former FDA officials who was leading this effort under the Biden administration, he's no longer there, but he says this is all about politics and the fact that Black support was being eroded for Joe Biden, and he's worried about that and doesn't want to upset the apple cart. But I mean, what does it say about who we are that they will put political considerations ahead of public health?
It's very disheartening. And as someone who works closely with our African-American and Black and brown folks here in Michigan, I know that this is very disheartening for them, because this is Black lives that they're costing every day that they don't stop this the sale of menthol cigarettes. And the fact, again, like you said, that they put politics and the concern for an election above this is just exceptionally disheartening. And there is so much support for this menthol ban in the African-American and Black and brown communities throughout the country. And they've come and said this again and again and again and again. A lot of the other concerns around this have already been addressed. And unfortunately, some of these other groups that are being propped up are actually being propped up by the tobacco industry.
Well, and it raises healthcare costs for the Biden administration at a time when they're trying to rein them in. It's counterproductive on so many levels.
We'll have to keep a close eye on this potential ban of menthol cigarettes and what happens with e-cigarettes in our youth population here in Michigan. Dr. Brittany Taylor, co-chair of Keep Michigan Kids Tobacco-Free Alliance and also pediatrician at Hurley, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Stick with us on JR Morning.